With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking once again with the Newburyport Daily News sports editor, Kyle Gaudette. Kyle, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Same here, same here. And I think everybody's got something going on here. All right, listen, back up there near in Newburyport, the Cape Ann League in particular, you've got several schools still in the running at this late date. So what I'd like to do, Kyle, is maybe start with the lower divisions and work upward.
Okay.
So, basketball.
Yeah, for hoops. So I got three teams left starting the lower division. You got Georgetown down there in D5, and actually it should be a really good one. They're playing Hoosac Valley on Saturday, which mm-hmm. is a heck of a drive for us. It'll be 3 hours out to the other side of the state, but it's the same team that beat them last year in the Sweet 16, so sort of a rematch. And this is definitely a better, I would say, a Georgetown team than that team last year. It's basically the same team, except they're a year older and more experienced. So it's definitely Georgetown. They've been sort of a good story all year. They're the 5 seed. Hoosac's the 4. So I guess you can say seed wise, it's a toss up game. But I definitely like the way Georgetown is playing right now. They got girls who can score and shoot the ball with Karenna Zielkowski and Marley Morrison, two captains for them who can really shoot. And they got a sister guard pair with the Marshallin sisters, who really can control the ball and make good decisions, set everybody up, really control the offense. So they're sort of a complete team. Got a couple of nice girls who can come off the bench and score and rebound. So definitely looking forward to that one.
Great report.
You know, moving up yep. the divisions for girls basketball, the two other teams would both be in D2. They're playing tonight. We're talking on Friday. It's Friday night. So Newburyport and Pawtucket girls both aren't necessarily going to be the favorites tonight. I think Newburyport's the 7. They're playing the 2 in Medfield. And Pawtucket's the 8, and they're playing the 1 in Walpole. So definitely two very good opponents for them to try to pull the upset against tonight. So definitely looking forward to see if
wow. Okay.
One of them, or even both of them, can move on to the Final Four.
Most excellent. And Walpole is number 1, I guess, in Division 2.
Yeah, they are. That's funny. So going back to the last game from Pawtucket, this girl Abby Doobie, their senior, one of their senior captains, who it was probably one of their top scorers. I think she's averaging close to 12 points a game, and she was scoreless in that last game against I think it was Hanover. Norwood, they played Norwood in the last game, who
mm-hmm.
was actually in the state finals last year, so it was a good game. But yeah, in that round of 16 game, Doobie, she was held scoreless till 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they were down 6, Pawtucket, and she hit a pair of threes, descended into overtime, and then hit another 3 in OT, and then made 5 or 6 free throws to seal it for Pawtucket to give them that dramatic, 69-65 or something.
Yeah, I got it right here. 67-64. That's a great story. What's her name again?
Abby Doobie.
Well, I'm
0 points for the first 38 minutes of the game, and then 14 points in the last 2 minutes of regulation and 5 minutes of overtime.
She sounds like the player, the kind of player who could do that. Maybe not necessarily score, but help out on so many other plays, offense, defense, and so on, passing the ball. Is she that kind of an all-around player?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She was, I do my own sort of, all-star team,
mm-hmm.
As well as the Callan. And, yeah, she was an all-star for me last year, as well as another girl on their team, Gabby Balakwa. She was an all-star for me last year, and she had 25 points in that first game, in that last game against Norwood. So, yeah, she sort of carried the load offensively, in the first half and then the third quarter, and then in crunch time, it was Doobie who turned it on.
Mm-hmm. Wow! So it is possible. It's possible that it could be a Cape Ann League finals. Tell me about Newburyport.
It is possible. Yeah, I mean Newburyport, they're just a really complete team, man. I mean, they got two really good guards who, again, were all stars for me last year, and McKenna Ward and Deirdre McElhinney. Both of them really. I mean, McKenna is just like this electric, just quick slasher. She could just drive past you, scoring the paint. And McElhinney is more of a point guard, and then just she can shoot 3. They got another junior, Olivia McDonald, who can shoot as well. But you say, you know, their best player is Emma Foley, who's a senior captain, all-star for me last year. She's honestly averaging close to like 20 points a game. But she's just sort of like dominates down in the paint and got all the post moves, can score down low, and just she's a heck of a player. So yeah, I mean, it's just they got size, they got good guard play, they got a couple of girls who can really shoot the ball, so they're dangerous. You know, when they put it together and play a complete game, you know, they can hang with anybody.
So what's your coverage tonight? Where are you going to be?
It's tough. I'm one man, and they're playing both at the same time, so I gotta pick and choose. The way I'm trying to rationalize it is trying to be as fair as possible to everyone in my area. Mm-hmm. So I think for the first round, we shot Newburyport girls, and then for the second round, I cover the Newburyport girls. So I think I'm going to, in honor of fairness, cover Pentucket tonight.
Okay, very good. Great report on the basketball stuff, Kyle. Now, what about hockey? Triton is the last one standing in hockey. They play tomorrow night?
Actually, I think it just came out. They're playing Sunday. Afternoon at 1, which is great for me because nothing else going on at that time. So I can be there, and it's at the Songa Center, which is... Thankfully, you know, don't have to drive too far. I just go down a lull. So yeah, Triton's really good story. I think they're playing Neshoba on Sunday in the Final Four. But yeah, I mean, you know, the Elite Eight a couple nights ago playing Linfield. So it was a Cal sort of rematch, you know, in the Elite Eight. And during the regular season, Linfield beat Triton twice. So where you kind of thought, ah man, you know, you really didn't think they could do it, but they really got up 1-0 through two periods, and then started the third period, scored two goals to go up 3-0. So it was like, oh man, like they're actually going to do this, you know? But then Linfield scored like twice in a matter of like a minute, like 90 seconds. So all of a sudden it was 3-2, and things were looking bleak. But then one of their seniors, named Cal Wardwell, he scored a massive goal with like 5 minutes left to put them up by two again. And that was sort of like the, you know, they could breathe a sigh of relief, you know, and just like, well, we got that two goal cushion. And they were able to, they got one more late, you know, to close it out. So it's definitely a good little story, especially considering last year, they lost in the first round to North Reading, who was a team who had beat them twice during the regular season and then beat them again in the playoffs. So sort of their mantra when they knew they were getting Linfield the other day was nobody's beating us three times in one season again, you know. So
well, Coach Sheehan, I know he's been optimistic about the team all year long, and they've played a very difficult schedule, which is the reason they got seated so high at number 10.
Oh, for sure, yeah, they definitely scheduled tough out of the non-conference. So it's the same thing with Newburyport as well. You know, Newburyport, they just lost to Canton in the same round a couple days ago, but. It's like, yeah, I mean, Newburyport during the regular season was like 9-9-3, so like a 500 record, but they were still like the number 6 seed in Division 2. It's like, you know, because they just played so many, you know, D1, they played like St. John's Prep and Canton again during the regular season, St. Mary's and stuff. You know, all the top teams, so yeah.
So the Triton game, they'll be playing Neshoba on Sunday at the Songas at 1 p.m., and that's a great place to play hockey for kids, I'll tell you. It's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. No, yeah, it's my alma mater. I went there, UMass Lowell. And actually, I think last year, too, they played, I think it was last year, they played the Lions Cup final there. Triton was in it. I think they played Chelmsford, and it was at the Songa Center. So you know, a lot of those kids on that Triton team already have experience playing at that rink. So
yeah.
I don't know if that'll be helpful for them or not, but it's definitely something they can rely on, you know, playing in that bigger rink. They've already done it before.
I'm just looking. Where was Neshoba? They're number 11.
They're 11, yeah. So okay. I guess, you know, seed-wise, it's Triton's the home team. You know, where their home jerseys one more time.
And in the other bracket, it's Scituate and Watertown. Scituate's number 1, and Watertown is number 5. So looks like the power rankings are pretty accurate. You know, they foretell, I guess, good things in the tournament.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, definitely,
All right, so we'll have, I know you'll have the hockey game in the Monday paper, and Saturday's results, tonight's results, rather, be online on Saturday?
Yep, they'll definitely be up there online.
Perfect.
Tonight, you know, when I get back, and then we have no physical copies over the weekend. So
right.
They'll be in the physical Monday physical copy as well.
All right, very good, Kyle. Man, great talking with you. Hey, listen, remember what I said about a little medicine there. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, for sure. I need it.
All right.
Running around too many places here.
All right, God bless you, son. All right, we'll talk to you later, Kyle. Have a great weekend.
You as well, Rick.
All right, thanks. Bye bye. That's Kyle Gaudette, who is the sports editor of the Newburyport Daily News and fighting a little bit of a cold. So we wish him well. For MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.